sorry, am I? Yeah. Just looking at it, I wonder if we are falling into the trap of too much detail. I thought a Polish colleague's comments about UAVs, about the potential of drones, for example, was a really insightful comment. And I wonder whether we shouldn't perhaps apply another test. Rather than making a statement of the obvious, shouldn't we ask ourselves, what wouldn't we want to see that might be a point of controversy? What's the negative of these things? And actually, is the negative sensible? And where it's not sensible, it seems to me there's no negative sensibility here, banning taxis or banning private cars or banning local public transport. Why do we need to say any of this? I would rather go to the core of the subject, the heart of the subject, which is to say that because we believe in connectivity and accessibility for passengers, hubs should be accessible to all modes. Provision should be made for accessibility with all modes and almost leave it there. One might want to say something about facilitating information about choices, enabling ticketing and so on, and including active travel. But I'm skeptical we need to go through this very detailed list, because to me, we're just stating what is the blindingly obvious without doing much more than doing that. If there were doubt about whether you should have any public transport parking, I think the statement might be useful. Or if one was doubt about whether you should have taxis or not, the statement might be useful. But at the moment, we're just sort of mincing, we're just churning out words without actually tackling the real thing, which is the concept of hubs as nodal points for connectivity between many modes, whether it's active travel, local public transport, or modes yet to be invented. Thank you.